This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, December 25, written by Norman Visser. The Glory of the Lord, from 2 Corinthians 3. We all, who with unveiled faces contemplate the Lord's glory, are being transformed into His image with ever-increasing glory. On Christmas Day, we want everything to be glorious. We hope our family celebrations will be filled with joy and light. We go to worship expecting that the decorations, the music, and the readings will be uplifting. We join our voices with those of the angels singing, "Glory to God in the highest." We long to experience what the shepherds did when the glory of the Lord shone around them. Could there be a more appropriate way to celebrate the birth of Jesus? In our hunger for glory, however, we might not notice that the angel points away from the circle of light to a dimly lit stable. The sign given to the shepherds was not the glory that shone when the angel appeared, nor was it the praising of God by the great company of the heavenly host. Instead, the sign was a child born into the most humble of circumstances, wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. In his teaching, Jesus used a word that means glory, doxa, when he instructed us to choose a humble position at a banquet. Jesus explained that when we sincerely humble ourselves, we will be honored, doxa, in the presence of all. When we follow the example of Jesus and humble ourselves, then the glory of the Lord shines around. Will you pray with me? God of light and glory, instill in us the attitude of Jesus, who humbled himself by becoming human, like us, and was honored and exalted, the glory of God the Father. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.